Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Rustenburg 22, Pretoria 23, Emalahleni 21 degrees.
Not too bad on the roads at the moment. We've got some delays in the capital, Eskom, but Lele Drive northbound, particularly towards Moort Street and Bedford View. Slow moving traffic on the N3 north, and that's on the link to the N12 east at Galilee's.
Service delivery failures, unmet promises and unemployment dominated discussions at a presidential imbizo in Ekurhuleni today. The imbizo is being led by President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Government of National Unity Cabinet. Residents express outrage over delayed RDP housing and job opportunities that appear to only favour a privileged few.
Human settlement officials.
Meanwhile, a worried parent sounded the alarm on the rising number of scholar transport accidents.
We don't want any more accidents. This is too many. We are losing our future. We're saying the government, I'm still going to repeat that, we are your voice down there. Hear us, especially roads and transport.
Now, Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi has acknowledged the challenges of the people of Ekurhuleni. Lesufi was responding to concerns raised by residents during the imbizo. He committed to ensure that all unemployed people in the province are registered on the provincial database.
The future is no longer about water and electricity only. The future is about data, so that those that are unemployed, they can send their CVs. Utilizing free Wi-Fi.
In other news, the city of Mombela has refuted claims that the recent diarrhea outbreak is due to contaminated water. The outbreak has, over the last month, reportedly led to several hospitalizations and over 70 cases reported, including the death of a nine-month-old baby. Umjindini residents have been up in arms protesting, calling for the municipality to take responsibility. Here's the city spokesperson, Joseph Ngala.
Various tests have been done since the outbreak happened, not just by the municipality, but by various stakeholders. And we have not found anything that points to the fact that our water is not fit for consumption.
In news abroad, the Italian Coast Guard has told news agencies divers have discovered the body of the final person missing from the superyacht that sank off the coast in Sicily. The 18-year-old Hannah Lynch, the daughter of British tech tycoon Mike Lynch, was the only person still unaccounted for. The yacht sank early on Monday morning. And police in Iceland have declared a state of emergency after a volcano erupted, forcing homes to be evacuated. The eruption is the sixth outbreak since December. Since 2021, there have been 9 eruptions. I'm Chanel Satembenetvedi with Nesteer Dienstleveringsmislikkings en werkloosheid en die besprekings by die presidentiële imbizo in Ekurhuleni oor hier.
Well, thank you, Chanel September. Okay, now before you go, I've got another one for you. Yeah, these crazy anniversaries, right? Do you remember the story about the Austrian girl who ran to her neighbors and said, "Help me, I've been held captive for many years." After 8 years of being held captive in a cellar in Austria, Natasha Kampusch managed to escape from her abductor, Wolfgang Prikopol. When a doctor examined her, she found that the 18-year-old weighed 48 kgs, the same weight she'd been when she was kidnapped. That was 18 years ago today. That's an ongelooflijke story, die. And the other one is 19 years ago today. If you were on the west coast of the United States or southern west coast, I would be advising you to evacuate right now. Hurricane Katrina formed on this day, 2005. In less than a week, it had devastated most of New Orleans and the U.S. Gulf Coast. Time flies, even if you're not having fun, eh? Are you going to be sticking around doing the news on Drive?
I am.